Greetings, we are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Trust in a man and woman of God. Who you decide to trust will decide your future. I told you a secret.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on, Jesus. Come on.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
The secret truth about your future. The secret truth about your future is that the person you trust decides your future. You better start asking
my God. Come on, Jesus.
If you have one of those hearts that say, you know, I just don't trust anybody nowadays. You just, people are crazy. I've been hurt, and I just don't know. Pastors, all they want is just, they probably sleeping around on their wife. If you have what you decree, guess what? That's all you're going to attract. You're going to attract pastors that sleep around on their wives. You're going to attract the wolves in sheep clothing. You're going to attract because that's what you're drawn to. That's what you profess out of your mouth. That's the atmosphere that you're setting yourself to live in, distrust, disloyalty. But if you start speaking that there are true men and women of God that care for my soul, that will empower me, that will teach me, that will give me the instruction.
Teach us. Yes, yes, yes.
Just telling me what I want to hear, but telling me what
come
I
on.
Need.
Come on. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Women of God that are actually in my flesh, when I offer up an excuse, they slap it back down and say, nope, it's still you.
Yes, Lord. Come on. Oh, Jesus.
When I begin to blame other people, they slap my finger and say, turn it around and look at your own self. You
come on now. Yeah. Woo, Jesus.
Your future, the quality, the quality of your future depends on your decisions.
My God.
Of your future. I don't care what background you had. I don't care if you come from the ghetto. I don't care if you were homeless and are homeless. I don't care
come
if
on.
You've been raped or molested. I don't care
ooh,
if you have
Jesus.
She realized that these were were true men and women of God. And guess what? She humbled herself and came back to this fellowship. And let me tell you something. She's been running with fire under her feet like never before. She's been faithful on her tithes and offering. She's been sharing up. She's been talking to people about us.
Amen.
She's been spreading the gospel. Yes. So let me tell you something. Because you have chosen to trust in a real man and woman of God, the overflow shall be upon your life.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you something. I know what I'm talking about. Because her life is a testimony. When she came back, she was in a terrible situation. When she connected, we gave her specific instructions. She has followed that to the T. Let me tell you something. She got an upgrade. She got an upgrade. I can't tell her whole testimony, but let me tell you something. She got an upgrade where she's living. She got an upgrade in how much she's getting paid. She got an upgrade in her position.
That's
she got
right,
an upgrade in the things that are going on in her life because she's been obedient to the words of the prophets, of the generals.
Yes.
You better know. You better check who you're trusting. We had a man of God. We had a man of God, and then I'm finished. We had a man of God say to us, you know, he needs money, and he is always in some type of financial jam. We said, why don't you consider partnering with Fertile Ground? That man of God told us, well, I'm already partnering with this type of organization. I've been sowing to them for 10-plus years, so thank you so much, but I'll consider it, but maybe not. We turned around and said, in 10 years, what has that ground done for you?
My God.
You still on Facebook begging because you can't even afford to buy a bag of potato chips.
Jesus.
My Lord.
You're out there talking about you ready to give up and give in because nobody's honoring you for your type of anointing. Whose problem is that? Sounds like a personal problem to me. Sounds like you need to prioritize where you're sowing. You need to prioritize where you're giving. It seems to me you need to start teaching the kingdom principles of how you need to honor. But it starts with you first. You can't teach other people to honor you if you're not honoring a man or woman of God.
You hide behind an organization.
Yes,
we got people that are like that. They hide behind organizations to evade from honoring a man or woman of God. Woo! Did you catch that? So that they don't have to honor and give credit for a man and woman of God, then they find a non-profit and say, well, I give to the missionaries of South Africa.
Right.
Come on now.
So that you're so full of pride, you can't even say their name because you know once you partner, blessings will come. And because we're going to demand that of you to give honor where honor is due, you rather give to some other organization just so you can promote your giving, knowing that that's not a fertile ground that will return multiplication harvests to your life.
My God.
See what pride would do? Pride would blind you.
Hallelujah.
Don't let pride blind you. Matter of fact, we had a man of God. We tried to teach him for years. He's a pastor. He never saw or wanted to recognize the anointing on our life. But when he hits rock bottom, he knew to reach out. So he reached out to us. Man of God, I don't know what's happening. I'm a pastor, but I'm about to get evicted. How did you have the power on your life? How do you have this power? What did you do to get it? We said, we're not going to just tell you all the secrets right now. You got to serve because you come in with pride. You only want what we have. So you're thinking you can learn in 1, 2, 3, 4 steps and now produce what we got. It won't happen like that. The man was down, evicted. We said, we'll even give you some money, but you got to submit. You got to repent, and you got to stay under our covering so we can teach you where you are not a pastor that's living on the street. That's stupid. That's not how God designed this to be. You're a pastor preaching the word of God. Everybody else going back to their home, and you're going to go back to your car. That's stupid. I said, now it's time to learn some wisdom. Do you not know because of pride? They replied back to us, thank you, man of God, for considering to give us some money, but at this time, we're just not going to accept anything from you. We honor you. We love you, and thank you so much. I looked at that like, how stupid.
My
how stupid.
Yeah,
because you don't want to submit under a man or woman of God because you don't want to trust a man or woman of God. We may not look, we may not even be the age that you desire us to be, but we hold your solution. Let me tell you
something.
I will run after an eight-year-old if that is my solution. I will go across the world to an 88-year-old living in a hut eating red clay if that's my solution. I don't care what you look like. I would go to somebody who's missing 30 teeth, who's had stinky breath, who doesn't even understand deodorant if you're giving me wisdom and a solution. How far will you go? It's time to break it off of our heart. It's time to really, really break it off of our heart and realize that God wants to deliver you. But have you recognized your deliverer?
My Lord.
He wants to deliver you. But have you recognized your deliverer? Woo! Somebody repeat after me. Somebody repeat after me. The person I trust.
The person I trust.
Decides my future. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for this dynamic word, this seed that has been planted in the life of the people. We decree and declare that the seed will be planted on a heart of flesh. We rebuke the spirit that tries to rob the seed and plant it on thorny and stony ground. We decree and declare that the words they have seen and the words that they have received and heard would not just be in one ear and out the other, but they would not just be hearers of the word, but doers of the word. Lord, we pray for transformation in our hearts in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you would change our thinking, that we will understand, hallelujah, that it depends on who we trust and that we must be stationed. We must be stationed and planted to receive, obey, and follow the instructions from the man and woman of God you have sent to be their deliverer. We decree and declare it so in Jesus' name. I release it over the line in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen,
God.
Amen.
Thank
you all.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah, God.
Told you.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
I told you.
Yes, Lord.
I told you it'll go quick. I told you.
My God.
But it was powerful. It was power packed.
Yes, Lord. Yes, it was.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
So important for the heart of God that his people will believe in his people. See, the enemy has his imposters, but God is proud. He's proud of the army he has on this earth. He's proud of the generals and the prophets and the evangelists who are really living for him, who are really walking in their anointing to help bring other people out. He takes great joy in that. So when he sends a deliverer to you, he's sending you his best. He's sending you someone that he loves to help you. It behooves you to get wisdom so that you can discern who they are. Amen. So with that being said, I want to go ahead and turn it over to the hands of our own general, who I follow. See, I am blessed. Hear me well. Let me give you some wisdom. I, a prayer, as an individual, am blessed because I have selected to trust a man of God. Now, I could have been a stupid wife, a foolish wife, and everything that my husband wanted to birth out, I could have said, oh, Andrew, you know what? It's not really for you. I don't really see you talking before people. You know, I really don't think that we should really do this right now. Maybe this isn't the season. You know what? God said we're the generals. I think you heard wrong. See, I could have been foolish, and I could have shot down. I could have ignored his many instructions that led me to my deliverance, that led me to my healing. I could have stopped the progression that he wanted to birth out, which is KCI. But as a wise woman, I begin to say, let me trust who God has sent. See, if you know anything about your spouse is a dominant gift from God. When he tied you together, and no man put asunder, that's your dominant gift from God. So I begin to take my dominant gift from God serious, and I begin to listen to him when he spoke. I begin to get behind him. I follow his instructions. And because of that, I'm blessed. Because of that,
yes,
I retired from a 9-to-5. Because of that, I'm sitting good, living good, eating good. Because of that, I'm healed and set free. Because of that, I have a man of honor, a man of valor that sleeps next to me every night. Because of that, I have a man that's speaking in his heavenly language as he's touching my body, praying over my body. Because of that, because of me trusting in a man of God, oh, my life has turned around 100-fold.
Amen. You better speak
don't
it
get
up,
me to start talking.
Yeah.
I want to preach to you the man of God that he's placed in your life for you to trust. A man, a general, an apostle, a doctor, who he is, the visionary of KCI Worldwide.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.